picked this just for you guys. A little Stapleton. Here we go.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know this is country.
It doesn't sound like country.
That's it's Chris Stapleton country. It's good
different.
Stuff.
I do love me some Chris Stapleton.
Yeah. The name of that song, Midnight Train to Memphis, if you're interested, off the From A Room Volume 2.
Sweet.
Give it a shot. Track number 7. You can also find that on MLB The Show 18. They use that on the old PlayStation. They use that there as well.
If there's something out of MLB The Show, Keller knows it.
Exactly. Welcome to Monday Fun Day. Mike Keller from Q104.
Truda from KC102.1.
And Shaylee from KC102.1.
Point of this podcast is there is none. We talk a little sports. It usually leaks over into pop culture. We realize how girly Truda is, how manly Shaylee is, and how annoying I am.
Well, two of the things are true. Two of the three things. Did you guys get a chance to go to Big Slick this weekend?
No.
No? You didn't? Did you do any of the events?
No. No. No, I'm not high up there on the media in Kansas City. I'm like number 587 on the list of important media people in Kansas City.
Well, I was just asking if you even went to the Royals game that night.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say there's not a lot for the public to do per se, except for show up to some of like the baseball game or whatever.
And the Pinstripes event.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you buy into that stuff early, but that stuff goes really, really fast.
It does. It's already year 9 of Big Slick. Now, KC102 has been part of it for the last couple of years. And funny story, Mike, I've already told this on the air. Guess who I accidentally butt FaceTimed on accident?
Who did you face butt?
I accidentally face butted Gloria Rudd.
Oh, Paul's mama.
Yeah, Paul's mom.
Hello.
Yeah, that was a bit embarrassing.
Cheerio. Right. By Barclay.
Right. Right before we were getting ready to go to Big Slick. But anyway, it was the best day ever because the night before I got a tweet reply from Rich Eisen.
So what was the deal on that? Because I was in Dallas, and Shaylee actually texts me in Dallas and says, Rich Eisen just tweeted me back.
Oh, yeah. I did. It was the
Life's
best day
over.
Ever. It was
Rich,
the best day ever.
Because Rich came out for Big Slick.
He did. He did a show here live on Friday.
That's cool. So I was like, who got a tweet from Rich Eisen? And then Shaylee's like, I got it.
This girl. This little girl
Rich.
Did.
Little Rich Eisen reference. He nice. Got it.
No, all I said is I was super excited to see him tomorrow at Big Slick, and he just responded, and he said, great, see you there. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're best friends.
Look at there.
That was the extent of our conversation. I didn't get to meet him.
Sounds like he wanted to meet up for drinks afterwards.
Well, he could have. I mean.
That's fair.
You know, call me Rich.
I got to tell you, so Friday was the celebrity softball game.
Right.
At Kauffman Stadium. Can I have an honest moment here and call out the Kansas City Royals
okay.
for what was a disgraceful performance on Big Slick night. They go out afterwards, they lose 16-0. Well, that's okay. It was the Yankees. It was the Red Sox. No, it was Oakland. You lost 16-0.
To the A's.
To Oakland. Name one player on the Oakland roster right now.
There it is.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That is the... Come on. And now I will say good for them. They won on Sandlot night, Saturday night, and then they played the movie Sandlot on the big crown screen.
Yeah, but it didn't matter when all the celebrities were actually in town at the game, watching the game, and went out and sang Take Me Home, or Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Couldn't win then.
Take me home tonight.
Yeah, could be that too.
Yeah. That's what she was about to say.
The Oakland A's, who are back to sabermetrics, you know, Moneyball.
Oh, yeah.
Can't name a guy on the team.
That rubbed me the wrong way. That really, I would hope that you would come out with a little more motivation on Big Slick night than a 16-0 drubbing. That's all. That's the
just
only
embarrassing.
Yeah, but it's just so how the season's gone for the Royals, though. AKA not very well.
That's all right. Pretty soon they're going to change their name to the Kansas City Gators with a couple of Florida Gators pitchers they just drafted.
Geez, I know. I was going to say, you watching the draft?
I kept an eye on it on Twitter. I didn't watch it. Was it even
AKA
on television?
No.
I don't think it's a televised event, right?
I think it is. Maybe
the MLB Network would have it.
Yeah, that's true. They probably do.
No, I was watching the Stanley Cup Final. We'll get to that later, but with hockey on that.
Yeah.
That's just personally, that's my priority, so that's what I was doing.
Well, and I was asking you via Twitter the other night if you were watching the sporting game, because this is one game that you would have really enjoyed.
No.
And that's exactly what he responded to me.
A lot of action, a lot of goals were scored.
Sporting won 4-1.
Nice.
Yeah. There were goals scored. There was a red card. There was a fight. And yet Mike Keller doesn't watch that one because why would you?
Let's see. That was Sunday night, so hockey wasn't on.
You weren't watching the NBA Finals, so don't kid yourself.
Oh, I'll never watch the NBA Finals. You mean Oakland-Cleveland Season 4?
Steph yeah. LeBron Part 4.
God, that's so boring. But and everyone already knows they're going to win.
I think so? I've been watching it. I've been loving the NBA Finals.
I have too.
Let me, hey, J.R. Thomas,
sporting.
What time is it? Hello?
Oh, don't. Too soon.
Sorry. What?
But back to sporting. I want to know, why would you not watch that game? This was a perfect game for you to watch.
I didn't know it was on, and by the time I saw your tweet, I don't know their schedule. And then by the time I saw your tweet, I didn't. We were watching. I think we were watching a movie or something, and I didn't care to change the channel.
4-1.
Here's how you'll catch me watching a sporting game. Nothing against them. It's just not a top priority of mine. Same as the Stanley Cup Final isn't one for you.
Except I've been watching.
Well, good.
Take that back.
I bet. I mean, probably because of how entertained you've been and how awesome it is.
No, there's nothing else on,
except
actually.
Pat Sajak, who ruined the player introductions for Washington. Way to go, Pat. Buy a clue, not a vowel. Anyway, if I'm watching a Sporting KC, it's because I'm scrolling through the guide. You know, you hit your guide button on the remote, and you're scrolling. There's nothing on. You get to the sports channels. Oh, there's a Sporting KC game on. Sure, I'll turn that on. But I don't ever know when they play.
Well, it was a really big game because we had a homegrown player, Kuzain. It was his second MLS game, and he scored the second goal, his very first MLS goal. He's only 19.
That's always awesome.
It was so cool to see him actually. I mean, he was literally in the game for, what, 5 minutes? Did you get to watch it? I know you were coming back
to Dallas. I saw the highlights later.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was very cool to see him step up and get a goal. I mean, that was awesome.
And you see Vermees talking to him right before he gets ready to go out, and he just says afterwards in the interview, he said, Vermees just told me, be optimistic and take the shot. You've got it. Just take the shot and you're going to score. And within 5 minutes of him being in, he scored. And I don't think I've seen a bigger smile out of that kid. He was adorable and he's my new favorite.
Listen, all my fellow players know, shoot your shot. Shoot your shot. That's what you got to do.
Really?
Shoot your shot. You know what that reminds me of? That's my favorite moment in any sport, no matter mm-hmm. what, is an athlete's first. Kudos to Hunter mm-hmm. Dozier's first major league home run last week.
Yes.
Oh, I love those moments. And they'll throw the ball to the dugout for the guy. I love it. That's one of the coolest things about sports mm-hmm. is a player's first big moments.
I was there for Whit Merrifield's first hit.
You were.
In the major leagues.
Nice.
That was incredible. And you're right. Likewise, it is an awesome moment because you know the family's there. Mm-hmm. They put it up on the scoreboard. I mean, it's just cool to see the person who's going to have a career in this. That was their very first moment.
Yeah. And it's cool, even if it's for the other team. You know, if another team's coming to town, and but
you
maybe hear the pregame, they say, you know, this Rook's getting his first start tonight. He jacks one, you're like, damn it.
All right,
congrats. That's
and that actually happened. I mean, he wasn't a rookie, but he got his first MLS goal on Minnesota. That was the one goal that we missed, which unfortunately was a really good goal, too. It was a laser.
I remember a really cool moment. I was at Busch Stadium in St. Louis and saw Ken Griffey hit his 500th.
Oh,
as a he was a Cincinnati Red. Remember, he spent the latter half of his career in Cincinnati.
Yep.
And I was there at Busch Stadium when he hit his 500th home run. That was a cool one. We kind of well done, Ken. Like it's Ken Griffey Jr. He's like, who doesn't like Ken Griffey Jr.? So that was a really cool moment. I was happy I got to stand up and cheer for him. And kudos to the Busch Stadium crowd. They gave him a pretty big ovation.
That's good.
Jerk.
Would you believe though, and I don't know if I've told you the story, but he was the one guy as an athlete that when I was in sports radio, they kind of gave me a little bit of static that I just didn't have time for. George Brett had just gone into the Hall of Fame, and we were going around just kind of doing, you know, talking to some of the older players that had been around, and Griffey was still playing at the time, and so I cornered him in the locker room at Kauffman.
Wow, that's
when they were
awkward.
Here to play.
That's creepy. Well, when you
that's
say it
weird.
Like,
okay,
I say cornered. I went up to his locker,
and
I said, "Hey, can we get a couple of thoughts after the game?" Blah blah blah. And he's like, "Nah." And I think he expected me to maybe say something back to him, like, "Come on, you know," or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just like, "Okay, whatever." And I turned and walked away. And he goes, "Wait, I'll talk to you." And I was like, "No, you don't have to." And he goes, "No, I'll do it." I'm like, "Okay, whatever." You know, it was just really weird, awkward conversation. Like, I wasn't going to fight him. I wasn't going to, like, yell at him or anything.
You should have fought him. You should have thrown fisticuffs.
But when I didn't put up a fight, he was like, "No, I'll talk to you." And I'm like, no, don't go out of your way to do an interview, you know, with us. I mean, it's just, it's
don't
cool.
strain
it's
yourself.
Right.
You're standing at the locker.
And then he was fine. I mean, we talked a little bit. We talked about George Brett. We talked about, you know, his dad and stuff like that. So, I mean, it did end up interesting, but he was the one guy that was just for no weird reason whatsoever. He was doing nothing. He was taking his socks off and he was like, no, like, okay, fine.
Nah.
I won't talk to you then. That's cool.
Whatever. Well, congratulations. What's his name? The young rookie, KC, Sporting KC Eagles.
Kuzain. He's from Malaysia.
Kuzain.
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 There you go.
That's what I put my beer in to keep it cold.
Yes,
can
exactly.
I tell you that Sporting KC has been hitting me up, as well, all of the season ticket members, for you can house a player.
You can?
Like, yes.
When are you doing this?
Now, hold on a second, Shaylee. Back down for one second. She gets very excited now. No, they send this thing out, and I forget what they call it.
Beisler.
I'm trying to look through so it's for the up-and-coming players in, like, the academy system that they're not from here, but they need, like, a host family. Mm. And so they send out this great, and it's great, like, propaganda. And I don't say that in a jest way, but I'm saying that it's kind of cool. That Vermees they have like the Vermees universe, like the Vermees Academy of bringing up these young players. And they're like, Peter wants you to host a Sporting KC player.
You should totally house one from London, or would never leave your house. You would just be talking
like $400 a month or something. I'm like totally asking the wife. I'm like, hey, can we have a player? That'd be cool.
I mean, I think but she's going to agree.
We have to cook for him and stuff. So there is that. I mean, does the guy like Raising Cane's? I hope.
Aren't you on a weight loss
not
program?
Not on his diet, so.
No, I don't know. That would be pretty cool,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I am that, too. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool, though, if you get the chance.
All right, you have a question.
So, yes, I have a question. Going back to the first time of a lot of things with sports.
Hey, I didn't think this was that kind of show.
I'm sorry. No, Pat Mahomes turned down an endorsement last year with Alex Smith still here. You guys heard about that this past weekend, I'm assuming. Did you know? No. Mike shaking said no.
Yeah. Heard about this.
He reportedly turned down endorsements while Alex was still in town. He said, no, I'm good. Didn't really go into much detail. Don't know what it was for. Whatever. Would you do that in his position?
No. I'm greedy. And I don't mean
there's two ways to look at this.
Well, I'm 10 years older than Patrick Mahomes. And money is more important to me now than it was 10 years ago. Patrick is doing just fine financially. He doesn't have to. So if you're asking me, would I turn down an endorsement? No, of course I wouldn't, because that's extra money in my pocket. And and I've got a family to support that I want to give the best lifestyle I possibly can. So I'm going to make every coin I can.
Okay. Now, do you agree with him turning it down?
It doesn't matter to me. It looks great. PR-wise, it looks wonderful. And boy, he's just doing everything right.
Right.
From cut-off T-bone shirts to turning down endorsements until he's the starter. He's doing it right. But I have when it comes to things like this, I think business first. I think money first. That's just the way I am. That's the way I'm wired. So it wouldn't bother me if he did. But I can see a lot of people going, well, that's just, he's so great. And he is. And I say kudos to him. If you ask me personally, I don't care either way. It's not an issue for me.
Truda?
I think it was absolutely the right move to turn it down. And here's why. Alex Smith was the starter. He's the guy. Pat Mahomes, I mean, let's be honest. He's the backup quarterback. He has the fans' heart. He was the person that we wanted to see as the future of this team.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't yet the man.
Right.
And I think to have him, we don't see Alex Smith on a lot of stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see Alex endorsing or hawking for a lot of products. But so I think to see Pat Mahomes when he really hadn't done anything in the NFL, first off, I think it would have been weird. Second, I think it would have been probably brought on a little bit of hazing by the kangaroo court of the players going, oh, big guy hasn't taken a snap in the league yet. And yet you're out there hawking for shoes or whatever you're doing.
Right.
I just think it wasn't his place yet to step up and do that.
So would you do it?
Well, shoot, I'm with Mike. Hell, I'm poor and broke as AF. I'll take any money I can.
But would you have in his situation? I mean, obviously I know you two goobs are not going out and starting for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Me as a 22-year-old, I'd have done it. No shame. Absolutely.
Right.
Yes, we would have. But so it's he's got to have a great manager or agent or somebody behind him who's telling him.
That ain't his agent because his agent gets a cut. That's
his agent gave the blessing. So he knew PR-wise it was a good move.
He's got a great manager or mom or somebody going, dude, this is not your place. Lay out. Sit this one out. Mm-hmm. Your time will come and you will have plenty of stuff. You'll be on the cover of everything.
Yep.
Just hold it. I mean, and whoever is guiding him into all of this stuff, the T-bones and all that jazz, they're doing a great job.
Right.
And again, I don't know if that comes from the mind of a 22-year-old because 22-year-old me certainly didn't do that. But man, somebody is making the right decisions for him.
I can't help but wonder what it was for. Because what if it was for, now, was it for Billy Bob's pest control? That's an easy one to turn down. Or was it from Mercedes-Benz of Kansas City? Would he have turned that one down? Yeah. I bet you it was also one that was easier to turn down. Hey, it's Patrick Mahomes for old AA pest control here. Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one.
Sure. Well, and I don't think we will ever know that. But I think, to Truda's point, I think whoever he has in his back pocket kind of managing what he does and doesn't do, I think is absolutely right. You sit 1 year out, buddy, you're going to be just fine. You're going to be the starting quarterback of the Chiefs. You're going to have your pick of endorsements. Now isn't the time. And it's going to look really good, too. Just hang on.
Yeah.
You've got time. Yeah. I don't think it was someone, I mean, I have no idea, Mike, but I don't think it was someone like a Nike, an Under Armour, anybody big enough, Gatorade. I don't think it was anybody that
would. You think it was a local, not a national?
That's where I'm kind of thinking it was, but I truly have no idea.
Yeah, you're probably right. It probably was somebody who was easier to turn down, some sort of product segment that's not
Raising
real sexy.
Canes.
Yeah, well, I would have taken that in a heartbeat.
Well,
come
you
on
would
now.
Have, yes.
Okay, guys, you're going to hate me for this.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, the Stanley Cup final has been, for everything. Oh. The Stanley Cup final has been the most entertaining final that I've seen in over a decade in the NHL. It's exciting. Now we've got battles of pregame shows going on. Now, Washington, D.C. is not on Vegas' level.
Nope.
But good on them for trying. They put out the effort. They're like, you know what? We'll step up. We'll give it our best shot. They had Michael Buffer. They counter with Pat Sajak, who's been a Washington Capitals season ticket holder for 13 years.
Really?
He has.
Nice.
And now he butchered the starting lineup of his own team. He said Brandon instead of Braden, I believe.
Now, I will tell you, I did watch game two and the pregame show in Vegas, and that was pretty cool.
They had Imagine Dragons out to do their song, or whatever it takes for game two. Washington countered game four, which was last night, with Fall Out Boy.
Ah, okay.
Fall Out Boy, big Washington Capitals fans. I did not see their performance.
I saw it.
But I liked that they... Again, they're like, all right, we're going to throw this at you. And now, more importantly, the Capitals hold a commanding 3-1 series lead.
Wow.
And as I told you, the more deserving team is on their way to probably a Stanley Cup championship.
So you're happy. All is right in the hockey world with you at this moment.
I think with hockey karma, yes. I understand your draw to Vegas. They're the new team. They're Vegas. You know,
it's
like
shiny and pretty.
Yeah, and their pregame is fun. That's great. And by the way, I think Vegas will come out and dominate Game 5. From here on out, they switch every arena. Game 5, Vegas. 6, Washington. 7, Vegas. I think it's home teams from here on out. I think Vegas will come out on fire in Game 5, and I don't think it'll be close. I'm talking like a 5-1 final. Vegas
like
is going
to
win.
Like it was the other night? Last night? Wasn't it 6-1?
It ended up being 6-2, Washington. I think Vegas will not lose on home ice. I think they will dominate Game 5 because they're just going to be on fire. But I think they'll use all their energy, and I think Washington takes it at home, raising the cup Game 6, which I believe it will be Saturday night. Saturday or Sunday.
I'm just excited to see the pregame because I did watch it the other night. I did watch some of the pregame footage and I texted Mike and I said, they have a guy from Minnesota, which isn't far from, he grew up in St. Cloud, Minnesota, which wasn't far from where I grew up. And I'm like, I'm now a Vegas Golden Knights fan. This is why. And he did the exact same thing he's doing now. He rolled his eyes and I knew that when he texted me and he said, you do know that there's a ton of people from Minnesota on different teams. And I said, I don't care. They didn't do a feature on anybody else. I'm now a Knights fan.
And this is why Shaylee hates America. Because
because
from War Road, Minnesota, a gentleman by the name of TJ Oshie, has taken over the Stanley Cup final. He is the MVP of this final series by far with a killer. He took this pass, the first goal they scored last night, he took a pass, but it was a bad pass. It went right into his feet. So what does he do? He kicks it off his skate, right to his stick, turns his body to where he's facing away from that, but he turns the upper half of his body so it's facing towards the net and his stick and flicks it over the goalie's pad for a 1-0 lead.
Wow.
Beautiful goal by TJ Oshie. War Road, Minnesota.
Okay, maybe now I'm an Oshie fan.
And for those of you who don't remember the name, TJ Oshie, how do I know that name? It was the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi when the USA versus Russia went into that insane shootout. TJ Oshie was the American who scored all those shootout goals when he played for the St. Louis Blues. Thank you. and it was TJ Oshie who single-handedly won that 8-round shootout against Russia to win it all.
To leave St. Louis to achieve greatness, huh?
You don't even hurt my feelings. Like, my feelings have already been hurt, but there are 4 former Blues playing prominent roles in the Stanley Cup final right now, 2 for each team. Ryan Reeves and David Perron for Vegas. TJ Oshie and Lars Eller for the Washington Capitals. There's a ton of former Blues in the final.
Boy, that sounds like a Royals fan's lament.
Yeah.
You know, all the Royals that we always watch through time that were in the playoffs for other teams. All of the Yankees, the Beltrons and the Dyes and the Damons of the world that we saw. Oh, they were once Royals, but now they're playing for rings and somewhere else. Yeah.
Okay, maybe I should be a Caps fan now.
You should. You should. I've always loved TJ Oshie. And like I said, their star, Alexander Ovechkin, is a guy who is the 4th fastest player to 600 goals. He is he's a goal scorer. He scores the prettiest goals, but he's also a badass who will get right in there and start hitting the crap out of people. Not a lot of the goal scorers nowadays are pansies. They won't do that. They'll have their teammates will do it for them.
Okay.
And that's been accepted, but Ovechkin gets in there and just
he'll
run you over and take the puck and then triple deke top shelf and make you look like a fool. I love him.
Is he only a single Bash brother? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's not a Bash brother isn't the word. He's just in a league all of his own. But the guy's been in the league for 13 years. He's been beaten by Crosby and the Penguins so many times, and you understand that. And for me, that's comparable to the Blackhawks for me. So I love Alex, and he's just a guy he's always been one of the best since the moment he got in the league, and he's the guy who needs his name. His name isn't on the trophy yet, and it will be.
I like that you're on a first-name basis with him.
Alexander.
So I'm interested in the same way that you geek out about uniforms. I'm interested in, like, formats of playoffs. We've talked about soccer and how that ends and difference in the European and the American leagues. And so what you were saying that after a certain part of the finals, it goes alternating arenas.
Well, it's just the 7-game format in the NHL is 2-2-1-1-1.
Okay.
It doesn't go 2-3-2 like the NBA.
So they don't have somebody build up that middle section of.
Mm-hmm. How do they decide who goes first?
Record.
Oh, okay. So best record gets home Vegas. Court, Vegas or had home ice first.
Home ice. Yes. Very good. Vegas had Vegas had 50 wins. Washington had 49, so that's why Vegas has home ice.
Edged them out.
But Washington, you know they're going to take it because they won a game on the road and didn't lose a game at home.
That's important, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is interesting, like you said about the format, because every sport is so different. Soccer, you have one MLS Cup, you have one game, you better be on your best game during that time.
I've always thought that's the best with football. I like football.
Yeah.
Just one and done.
Yeah,
give it all you got. Yeah. Let's go.
NBA, I kind of wish it was that way, too, because I got to be honest. I mean, granted, we've all seen the same show for the last 4 years, but it's back and forth for the next however many games. I'm over it. Just play one game and call it a day.
I can't say the NBA Finals hasn't been exciting somewhat.
I mean, it's been exciting, but I mean, but my point is, why drag the whole thing out? Just play one game, one and done. Call it a day.
Because you've got to play the games. That's why anything can happen. Ugh. You could get down to the last 4 seconds and J.R. Smith dribbles out of the arena.
Well,
I'm just saying, like, these are the variables that we don't account for that makes it exciting.
But then why do we not do it in soccer or football? I agree. Well, I like it better the way it is, but why do we not?
Well, I think the more physical sports, they're like, one and done. Football.
Hockey?
Soccer, you run 3 miles, but hockey, I don't know.
Hockey's the exception to rule because hockey players are the toughest and best in the world.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, that left the door wide open for him, did it not?
You did. You did. I just got right out of the sin bin and hit you with that one.
It's as if anything that's played in an arena has to go for 7 games. Oh, except for baseball. But baseball, we know, is like the laziest of the sports, right? They're like, nah, we're going to walk and do our thing, so we can afford to spend 7 games on this.
Yeah, especially.
There's an exception.
And baseball, especially if you're like a first baseman, they don't do anything.
But I will tell you that the one game playoff in baseball, the one game like play-in game.
Yeah, the wild card game.
Yeah, the wild card is awesome. I mean, it's amazing. And that's how the Royals got into the first series that we were in.
But that's what I like. There's so much excitement. There's only one game to do this.
Is, you only have one shot.
I like that.
As Eminem says.
What's that's well done. Oh, where was I just going to go with that? By the way, though, it's fun. Isn't it funny how you hear complaints every year about the one-game format from the losing team and losing city? Well, that's just not fair. It's like, I get that it sucks, but, man, it's exciting. And MLB made the right call.
It's exactly when you and your best buddy are out in the driveway shooting hoops and you beat him and they're like, nope, best 2 out of 3. Come on, let's go. You know, that's it's like a driveway thing.
Exactly. One more thing I wanted to bring up here, and at first you're gonna be like, well, you can't do this. This guy's an Oakland Raider. But no, we have to give him congrats because he was a Chief for a long, long time. Derek Johnson got married over the weekend.
Congratulations. Did you see the pictures on Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just checking. But I was just saying that he looked good. Why are you shaking your head? You know you didn't.
I didn't.
You lied. No, him and his now wife, Brittany, looked beautiful. He's just a sharp dresser anyway.
Well, I didn't get the call to DJ that wedding. I'm kind of sad. That would have been a good one.
Oh, yeah. DJ? I see what you did there.
No. You got it.
But you know what? I know he's a Raider now, but I mean, there's still love in Kansas City for Derek Johnson. I bet you he'll, when he's introduced at Arrowhead this year, he'll probably get a nice ovation, even though he'll be a member of the Raiders.
How about this? I'm excited for this, partly because I get to read all of these ceremonies to the public, but we're going to honor Tony Gonzalez this year.
I was just
going to
say.
And induct him into the Chiefs Hall of Fame. I'm very excited by that.
That was the biggest round of applause when they were announcing everybody at the Big Slick game because he did come in town for that.
That's right.
Yeah. So he was in town, which I was trying very hard to get close to him, and it didn't work, which was weird. But anyway, when they're announcing everyone, and everyone has a little song and dance that they do, they are dancing or trying to do something funny to the camera, all Tony had to do is just smile, and the place erupted like we just won the World Series again. Mm-hmm. It was awesome, and everybody, he said on Instagram too, he was so happy to be back in Kansas City. There's nothing like it, and I think for him, there really isn't.
Right. I'm starting to get the advertisements again on my Facebook, and it's starting to drive me crazy. They're doing the Bud Light Game Pass again this year.
Yes, I see that.
$20 a game.
Yep.
And you get your seat, and I'm so close. Oh, I'm close.
Are you tempted?
But I am, but here's the trigger? Thing. But you can't, you know, then you got to buy the preseason, and I'm like,
playing the Packers.
Oh,
no one cares.
Gosh,
well,
right?
I mean, it's the preseason, and I'm just like, you know what? Because I know that last year they teamed up with Charlie Hustle, and they did $25. I'd rather I'll pick like two $25 games, and then I don't need to go to every game at Arrowhead. I am not that fan. Our buddy Zeke from Q104, he's been a season ticket holder since 1990.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, you know what's nice? Watching him on TV and not, I mean, God, the guy, I mean, like $300 a year just to park your vehicle there. It's just, I still can't wrap my head around that. You know, like that's just, God, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I get you. I mean,
I'm Brian. I work there.
Creeps up every year.
It doesn't bother me. I work there. I do public address.
I get a good parking spot right by the players. I'm usually one of the first out, so.
Yes, I park close to the stadium. Meh. I eat my caviar from my announcer booth. Meh.
Lovey, get me a cigar, will ya?
How does that look for you up in the booth for like a game like when they're inducting Tony G into the Hall of Fame?
How does it look for, well, like I said, I'm usually the one who's reading it, so I'm not really paying attention to most anything except for what's on my script.
Oh. Yeah, I hope, don't mess up Tony Gonzalez's speech thing. Otherwise, you will be the most hated man in the city.
No, I mean, I got to be honest, though. Those are my favorite, like, alumni weekend when all the Chiefs alum come back. Like, I really, and last year when they did, when they had the Will Shields induction to the Ring of Honor and stuff like that, those are my absolute favorite pieces of ours. They're my favorite things to read, but you're right. I put a lot of pressure on myself to get it perfect. I want to make sure that I'm reading this right. So I'm not paying attention to anything. I just, our director is like, cue music, cue Brian, go, camera one, take one. And I'm just, I'm reading. And so that's all I'm focused on.
Who puts, who writes the script for you?
Our game day production staff.
So can I slip in my number into that script for your Tony G?
Yeah. No, he actually tweeted us. He is not interested.
Yeah. Well, his wife is gorgeous.
Have you seen October?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she is gorgeous. Yeah. I don't blame him. Beach He's gorgeous. Exam.
I remember doing, when I lived in Columbia, doing PA for just the volleyball team. That was a cool, just cool little segue.
Yeah. Oh, it's sure. just like the same thing, Brian. No, no, no. You do this for the Chiefs.
No, no, no. But well, here's what I'm saying. I can imagine the pressure on you when you have to read the Tony Gonzalez speech. I got nervous reading the scripts for the seniors that were graduating.
Right. Oh, I believe
it. Oh,
and
that's
everything to them, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then and then I'm like, man, that's nerve-wracking. Well, I'm going to read the Tony Gonzalez speech. Oh, sure. Forget about it. No way.
But you know, it's cool though, because you do like our window opens. We keep a window open in our booth because we've got to be able to hear what's happening out there. And so I can hear the crowd really more. I can feel the crowd because when they get the rumble going, you can actually just feel it in the stadium.
Right.
And you can feel like those moments. I've already highlighted the moments in the script where you know the crowd's going to get into it. And once you start the read, as we did for Will Shields, you know, Will set an NFL record, 2,300 games in a row that he played,
and,
you know, blocked for 600 tackles, you know, all this stuff. When you start to go through that stuff and you really start to build up the resume builder, as I call it, and the crowd like is starting to get into it, you can feel it. And then it's even just more awesome. And then you kind of hit the crescendo of like, and now, ladies and gentlemen, Tony Gonzalez. And it just... it's incredible. Like, that part's amazing.
Have you had to do one that has been like your favorite, or you felt the most power from the crowd, or anything like that?
My family's known Will for a long time. My mom taught his kids at their school. My dad did a lot of work at Will's house, and his kids used to they didn't want to go to school. They would want to hang out with my dad instead. Like, let's stay with Mr. Pete. No, you got to go to school, kid. He is the nicest guy in the world. I think that on a personal level, just because I knew him, was great for me to see. But when we have, any time that Lenny Dawson's on the field, that man is amazing.
Yeah.
And like I said, whenever we bring the alumni back and it's Lynn Dawson and it's all the guys that get like the biggest, Christian Okoye, Deron Cherry, Barry Word, these guys that get the huge rounds of applause.
Yeah.
That is super cool.
All right, last question then on your PA announcing, even though we did not plan.
Well, I have a question too.
Yeah, no, right.
No. You've already asked your question. This is my question.
Tough.
Do you remember, have you had any decent blunders while doing announcements? Well, it doesn't have to be a player here. Like maybe you were reading a high V announcement or something and you totally butchered the price of milk or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I've totally butchered reads before. And then I'll just get off and I'll say like, boy, that effing sucked.
Right.
You just,
is your mic off
hope
though?
Your mic's off. Yeah.
Do you remember? Like, I'm curious if you remember one. Like, do you have a specific, if you don't, that's fine. I'm putting you on the spot here, but I'm curious if you can remember one specific flub where you just went, gosh, dang it.
It was okay. So back like 5-6 years ago or 5-6 seasons ago, we had a read for the Arrowhead Green team. And it was just a stupid little 20-second read that they put on with a graphic on the board. And it was the team that would come by and recycle your coals from your barbecue.
Right, sure.
And for some reason, I had the toughest time saying the line about the green team coal. And it was just a disaster. And I screwed it up. And I just butchered the entire thing, and I was like, my God, I can't even read. And I think I just jumped to the very last line in the read and was like, I'm done. I'm like, I'm out. I can't do this anymore.
Suck it, green team.
Yeah.
So you guys, do you announce whoever is banging the drum before the game?
The drum.
The drum. The drum.
No, actually, Dale does that.
Oh, okay. Who gets to choose who gets to do that? That's my question.
Well, again, I think it's like game day production staff. They have a list of people that they like to go after. And we always have backups. You have backups on backups for everything, from the anthem singer to the drum to whatever. There's backups on backups in case somebody can't make it.
You know, the Chiefs probably don't like you mentioning the NFL and national anthems right now. Just saying.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Mm.
Nothing. Just
Philadelphia Eagles got the big controversy around it last year.
Yeah, well.
Or just about the Eagles getting the uninvite.
I think it's kind of a false equivalency. I don't know.
I'm just messing with you. Yeah. I'm just messing with you.
That's how it works.
It put so much, the previous emphasis that we had on that part was, were you going to forget the lines?
Right.
I mean, that was like our biggest controversy. It was like Eli Youngband comes in and forgets the anthem lines, and you're like, oh, crap, that's our biggest thing that's going to happen around this particular segment.
Last game I went to, a guy did not stand and kept his Oakland Raiders hat on during the anthem.
Oh, what a that's jerk. Always great.
Mm-hmm. He didn't last long in our seats. He was quickly removed from that section.
Yep. Good stuff.
I thought you had one more question.
I did. I asked it. It was about the drum.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to bang the drum or like what are you asking
for?
Well,
I was just asking like because I went to one game and I think Matt Beasler was the one that did it one year.
Yeah, we've had Beasler. Stone Street did it last year for one of the games.
So I saw Salvi did it last year.
Salvi, yeah. You know, it's great when the Royals come over, when they finish their last game of the year like they did last year, and they'll come over to the Chiefs game the next day, for example. Those guys get a huge ovation. And all we have to do is show them on the big screen. Those guys, everybody, this town loves the Royals.
Jack Sock was the one that I was, Jen and I went to that game.
Oh, yeah, Jack Sock did it, sure.
So I was just curious.
We've had we've had former players who try to get to do it a lot. Daron Cherry, Okoye did it one time. But, it's, I don't know. I don't know where Shaylee Henning fits in that whole thing. But
I mean, I just want to know who's coming up. I mean, who I need to slip my number to on the way over to the drum.
You want me to give your number to a lot of people?
Well, you should still
have it. Should I just
write
it on the bathroom wall there at Arrowhead?
Okay, that's just a little bit absurd.
Well,
no.
She is trying to bang the drum.
Hey!